Hi guys, it's JS from Micropanic, the Montreal-based indie electronica rock outfit, and you're listening to SMK,
La Sentinelle du Merveilleux Kaleidoscope,
at CFRU FM in Guelph, Ontario. Oh yeah!
Welcome back to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope here on CFRU 93.3 FM and streaming online at cfru.ca, as well as if you happen to be listening in the future in archive land. We just heard an artist that we forgot to mention in our last week's broadcast. I hope they will forgive us. That person being Mark Durkee, a Yarmouth, Nova Scotian solo progressive rock artist. We played, last week we played his track Meteor, and we just heard his instrumental track Mimesis off his brand new 2019 album Remain in Stasis, self-released and available on Bandcamp. I have not heard from the Drew JC yet about being able to phone in yet, so I will keep the show running with one of the main artists of this hour. This hour we're going to be spotlighting three artists, Drew being one of them, as well as CFRU's very own Hymns 57 of the Oral Tethers and incoming Whitby electroacoustic solo guitarist Mark Wiley, because this coming Sunday, March 31st, they are all going to be playing at Silence. Drew JC presents Mark Wiley with special guests Hymns 57 and Drew. Let me read the Facebook event that is online right now. Come out and join Mark Wiley, Hymns 57, and Drew. Me, Drew, if I'm reading it through his voice, is celebrating the release of Mark's new album, Moments, available now on most platforms. Don't forget that everyone who purchases a ticket, or the admission price, will be given a sweet jackfruit taco. I'm personally prepping about 100 of them, and as the first two events have proven, people love them. So come support Mark and his wicked accomplishments. Get a nice taco or two, second taco by donation, and enjoy yourselves. This is the concert, Sunday, March 31st. Doors open at 7:30, the show at 8 p.m., $10 admission, free vegan taco with admission, physically accessible space. So coming up now is one of these great ambienteurs, I should say, Hymns 57, me and Drew's, I think we've liked to call him now a big brother of ours, because actually I'll take the time now, I've gotten all the material and equipment to actually record my own music. I've always wanted to record me playing bass clarinet, but go beyond just the acoustic capabilities, but also add effects, actual guitar effects. So I have a few improvisations and work in progress covers on my SoundCloud page, which I've called my artist name Piers Olvi. Piers being actually my official first name, which I don't really go by, P-I-E-R-S. And then Olvi, and that's kind of a long story that we can get into another time. O-O-L-V-A-I. Olvi, yeah. That's on SoundCloud. Pretty neat, psychedelic, ambient, affected bass clarinet works there. Sorry, I got off topic. So Hymns 57. I actually wrote some descriptions on the event page on Facebook. Let me read what I wrote for Hymns 57. Hymns 57 emits an unlimited plethora of transcendental soundscapes that augments reality and splits time, leading your ears astray. This masterful ambienteur orchestrates their oral tethers with fascinating field recordings, monumental sound samples, and ethereal guitar work, all entwined smoothly, at ease with analog looping and effect techniques. For each sonic inheritance Hymns 57 creates, their mystique of spectral mist and grandiose of I totally forgot. I haven't read this in a while, actually. And grandiose of patient status, stasis will embed you in a tranquil chrysalis, slowly shifting and growing through a miraculous metamorphosis. There you go. So here is one of Hymns 57's newest tracks off the, I guess it would be a double single, Panphonia, or a small EP. It's available on Bandcamp. So our first main feature for this hour, here's Hymns 57 with Mellow Cloud.
Thank you.
That was Eric Thorfinnsson. I hopefully got that last name right. Thorfinnsson, yes. He is a Toronto-based artist who is a main or is a member of Splendid Industries, which the SMK is in partnership with. Eric runs a prog metal band, which I don't have the information up right now, but we just heard one of his sweet sounding acoustic or electric guitar pieces from his recent solo album called Quag. Yeah, Quag. Self-release on his Bandcamp page. We heard Rain Barn. That actually leads us into our next main feature of this show, this broadcast. The next, or the main headliner for the Sunday, March 31st concert at Silence, the Mark Wiley. And here is my description I wrote about Mark for the Facebook page. Mark Wiley is an eclectic electroacoustic solo guitarist from Whitby, sonically painting surreal and symphonic ambient scenes with his immaculate, warm finger-style acoustic guitar backed by self-constructed electronic and digital orchestral textures. He has taken time apart from his progressive metal band Maitreya to create his stellar sophomore album, Moments, now available online on Spotify and Bandcamp. He presents such a perfect glow of pragmatic soundscapes that stretch time and space across his collection of vivid constellatory pieces. So that, again, the concert being this coming Sunday. Doors will be open at 7:30, $10 admission with a free vegan taco, physically accessible space at Silence, 46 Essex Street. We'll be playing a piece now by Mark off the new album Moments. The follow-up from Eric Thorfinnsson's Rain Barn, here is Walking in the Rain. Thank you.
Hi, this is Sandro Perry, and you are listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca.
Thank you.
That was Edelweiss, the post-progressive band from Montreal, with their excellent piece, Burning Flowers, off of the equally impressive end, I guess it would be an end, bookend to their recent trilogy of extended plays, Hook, from 2018. Hook is was the last part of the trilogy, starting with Jaw is the middle, starting with Skull, then Jaw, then Hook. And actually, the album, like Hook especially, is a favorite of mine from 2018. I actually wanted to, before continuing on, as I did mention my bass clarinet recordings, I don't think I'll have another chance to publicize this, but this semester I joined the CME, the Contemporary Music Ensemble, here at the University of Guelph, and playing bass clarinet. And we are having our end of year concert coming up on April 7th at 10C Shared Space at 42 Cardin Street in downtown Guelph. It's a pay what you can or by donation event, starting at 1 p.m. Or April 7th being a Sunday, that is. So if you want to see some live bass clarinet stuff, as well as some great experimental improv and different all sorts, come out to that. I do believe 10C is a physically accessible location. Yes, of course it is. Coming to our last artist feature for today, as I do not think that Drew has the chance to call in, we are going to be talking about Drew. I'll be reading my expertly written description of this great man. Drew JC, an up-and-coming progressive solo bass poet, will mesmerize, startle, and envelop your entire essence with his serenading and intense spellbinding musicking. Your attention will be nuzzled with grace and scent soaring skyward by his expansive techniques of resonant, ethereal slides and tumbling, intricate and sentimental melodies, courting sweet and surprising anticipation. Drew pushes into otherworldly mediums when applying his effect pedal sound modulations and looping techniques. This soul blazes bright without burning his surroundings and will leave a passionate yet radiant sonic impression on you. So again, this upcoming concert, Drew JC presents Mark Wiley with special guests, Hymns 57 and Drew JC, will be taking place at Silence, 46 Essex Street, a physically accessible location, on Sunday, March 31st. Admission $10, with the doors opening at 7:30. You get a free vegan taco with admission. So let's get into the piece I've chosen for Drew. This version of the track I haven't played yet on the SMK. So here is one of my favorite pieces that Drew has done, off of his SoundCloud available EP, There Was Where It Goes. Here is To Contain a Flame in Cotton Cloth. Thank you. Nice. That's our own Drew JC with To Contain a Flame in Cotton Cloth from his debut EP, There It Was, Where It Goes, available on his SoundCloud page. So hopefully you can have convinced you all to come out to the show this Sunday, March 31st at Silence. To like, all these artists are great if you like the ambient guitar works that they provide. Ending off this session, it looks like Drew has been caught up. Oh, sorry we couldn't have him phone in today. And hopefully he won't miss next week, because two big things. We've actually had to move our Kazoo podcast feature to next week, where we will be interviewing David Stein of Copper Sound Studios and Alex Ricci of Versa for their Kazoo project, David Alexander's Magic Dungeon Land. We'll be playing some music from artists from Kazoo, as well as interviewing David and Alex about this multimedia project in the first hour. Then we'll have Mark Wiley for an in-studio performance and interview in the second hour. Certainly something Drew doesn't want to miss. I'll have to drag him in if I have to. So ending off this session, these guys actually contacted me on the SMK Facebook page, San Diego, Californian post rock band called Often the Thinker. They found me found the show because I've played a lot of Do Make Say Think, a Toronto post rock band, and they sound pretty similar to each other. But I find that Often the Thinker includes more wind instruments, which, being a bass clarinetist myself, really ticked inside me, I should say. So off of their 2016 album, Better Part of Vice, here is the end off, or we'll listen to a bit to end off this session, Something We Choose to Call New. This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. I'm Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, prog on and look inward and beyond.